Then, a few days later, Prime is out one early morning on the riverside sketching. There's no need for secrecy now, but neither Alice nor he touches on the matter. Alice, out of a sense of its foreboding of his lunacy, and Prime out of a sense of Alice's lack of appreciation of art. Neither do they speak of his revelation of identity, and Prime believes she has taken it as a bad joke. From the river, he takes a walk to Barnes, from which he returns over Barnes Common, and so to the Upper Richmond Road, a thoroughfare which always diverts and amuses him. It is such a street of contrasts. Anyone can see that not many years before it has been a sacred street, trod only by feet genteel, and made up of houses, each christened with its own name and each standing in its own garden. And now energetic persons have put churches into it, and large drapery shops with blouses at 6 and 11, and court photographers and banks and cigar stores and auctioneers' offices, and all kinds of omnibuses run along it. And yet, somehow, it remains meditative and superior. Although, in every available space, gigantic posters are exhibited. They all have to do with food or pleasure. There are York hams 8 feet high that a regiment could not eat in a month. Shaggy and ferocious oxen peeping out of monstrous teacups in their anxiety to be consumed. Spouting bottles of ale, whose froth alone will float the mail steamers pictured on an adjoining sheet. And 40 different decoctions for imparting strength. Then, after a few score yards of invitation to debauch, there comes, with characteristic, admirable English common sense, a cure for indigestion. Then there are the calls to pleasure. Astonishing! The quantity of palaces that offer you exactly the same entertainment twice over on the same night. Authenticated statements that a certain performer has done a certain thing in a certain way 1,001 times without interruption are stuck all over the Upper Richmond Road, apparently in the sure hope that you will rush to see the 1,002nd performance. The remainder of free wall space is occupied by philanthropists who are ready to give away cigarettes at the nominal price of a penny a packet. Priam Fowle never tires of the phantasmagoria of the High Street and the Upper Richmond Road. You should have arrived at the main junction of this blessed intersection of Putney High Street and the Upper Richmond Road now. Finding yourself on the corner by the railway pub, cross the 2 lanes of traffic to the corner bearing Russell Cook's solicitors, then cross a further 3 lanes to the junction of the corner which bears the estate agents Kinley, Folkard and Haywood's. Well done. Priam is heading for his tobacconist's shop, which is on the north side of this junction. Around to your right is a convenience store, West 9 Food and Wine, with a white metal newspaper stand outside and windows full of pay-as-you-go global SIM cards, and a sign advertising the sale of travel cards. As Priam approaches his tobacconist, his attention is caught by the look of the window, and he stops fast. There is his picture of Putney Bridge, displayed there in the centre. He stares at it fixedly. It has been put in a cheap frame, on which is a large sign, For Sale, and around it are the cigars of 2 hemispheres, from Sayac whiffs at a penny each, to patent pipes and diagrams of their secret machinery, and cigarette and cigar holders laid on plush cushions. Shining there, the picture has a most incongruous appearance. He looks around, feeling the incongruity must inevitably attract crowds that would gradually block the pavement. However, people ordinarily pass to and fro, just as they are passing by you, as though there is not a masterpiece within 10,000 miles. He turns and heads home to Werter Road for an explanation. So, you do the same, by crossing back to the High Street and taking the second turning on the right of the High Street, which is Werter Road, and head for number 29.